Let me come back to this. The war in Iraq, you were against that war from the very beginning.
Well, I wasn't there when they voted on it, but I voted against the funding for it every time.
And was it a mistake to go into Iraq?
Yes, in my opinion.
George W. Bush brought us into that war. Mm-hmm. What did you think of him as a president?
I loved him. All presidents make mistakes. He did great in Afghanistan. He did great with us after 9/11 as a country and leading us. He did a lot of great things. He did a lot of lousy things. He got us Medicare Part D. That's only a $13 trillion bill to your kids. That was all political. That wasn't about getting seniors drugs. That was about winning the next election. That's a Karl Rove deal. So when you will do things like that, that's harmful to the country in the long run. Because what you're doing is you're playing with the future of our country, and you're promising somebody a benefit that you don't have any way you're going to pay for.
You were known for speaking out against excessive spending. The bridge to nowhere, you irritated many of your colleagues, sure. Took on a fight with Senator Ted Stevens from Alaska, $456 million, I think, in there, and wanted to fix the aftermath of the Katrina storm.
Yeah, the Pontchartrain Bridge was down. Shouldn't we spend that money there? That was the amendment. Take the money from Alaska and put it in Louisiana to rebuild the Pontchartrain Bridge. And, of course, I got beat on that rather significantly, like I did most things.
Did you get tired of standing out there by yourself? Did you think you were alone most of the time?
No, I had 13 or 14 senators always with me.
Okay.
Always with me. They just wouldn't lead. My deal is if the senators who claim to be fiscal conservatives would actually go up there and do the work. I mean, this isn't political. It isn't philosophical. This is waste. Let's get rid of it. This is stupid. Let's get rid of it. So tell me why people won't do that. They won't do that because they've got their eye on their next election rather than the next generation. So they're not real leaders. They're followers.
So they did retaliate because the Senate ruled that it was a conflict of interest to be a senator and to practice medicine on the weekends.
Yeah.
And they made you stop.
Mm-hmm.
How did you fight that?
Well, took it to the floor, lost the floor vote. Then they said I was still doing it because I didn't take my name down off my building, and I was still listed as a doctor on the Muskogee Regional Medical Staff. I mean, it's just nothing but payback. Everything I did, the Ethics Committee came after me. You know, when I the John Ensign deal and his chief of staff trying to put their families back together, which we did. Both of them are still married to their original wives. The very fact that they hammered me for seeing him and representing somebody, I didn't know it hadn't been a year. It's now the senator's responsibility to know if you meet the requirements of being a lobbyist. No longer is it the lobbyist's responsibility. Crazy. They set a precedent, and it's only to punish me, and they've now reversed that precedent. But that's the games the children play when you're in their toy box and you're not playing according to their rules.
So they'd have never come after your practice if you've been playing their rules.
They'd probably just look the other way. I wasn't trying to make money. I was trying to keep my skills. That's what I was trying to do. So the House said, as long as you don't make more money than your expenses in practicing medicine, you don't violate the House ethics rule. And I tried to get the Senate to do that, and they wouldn't do it. And what it really did is PMO, they got peed off because they didn't think somebody could be a U.S. senator and practice medicine. But they forgot the history of the U.S. Senate, because before me, there were about 40 doctors who practiced full-time and were U.S. senators. But it didn't matter anymore because we're in a totally different day because I wasn't playing their game.